Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 865, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary, and or the Matthew Henry Commentary, or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So therefore, the aim of this podcast, the aim of this episode of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and from the eternal burning hell through Jesus Christ, who said the most wonderful, most powerful, most important words to humankind in the history of the world, when he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so, dear friend, if you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I cannot imagine a better time for doing that than now, when anybody on earth can drop dead like the 5-year-old boy with no problem, health problems whatsoever in Georgia, was hit with this variant of the coronavirus plague, and he died, I believe, yesterday or earlier this week. At 5 years old, not 65, not 75, 5 years old, and had a stroke at the age of 5. Dear friend, you can die at any moment, and you're only living by the grace of God. So in order to be saved from hell in a very real sense and saved to heaven, first, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin always. We all know this in our hearts and in our consciences and in our minds, that sin must be punished. Every parent knows it. Every police officer knows it. Every deputy sheriff knows it. Everybody in Congress knows it. The president knows it. All preachers know it. All judges know it. All courts know it. Sin must be dealt with. Crimes must be dealt with. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die because of sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell if we don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of our sins. So thirdly, accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Hell is a very real place. Hell is a sad place, and hell is a bad place, and hell is bad news. But I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell to spend eternity because of your sins. Somebody paid your sin debt. That is the good news. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. The reason why we read the Old Testament and the New Testament, because Jesus Christ is the Passover Lamb of God for everybody in the world, for the sins of the whole world. He is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the whole world. And it brings repeated joy to my heart every time I can say that to you. Your sins have been paid for. And all you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who suffered, who bled and died on the cross for your sins. He paid your sin debt. He went to and through your hell so that you would not have to go to hell. All you have to do is believe in Him, trust in Him. That's what He said. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish." These are the words of Jesus Christ, "but have everlasting life." How about it, dear friend? Are you willing to take up Jesus Christ and God on this great offer, the greatest offer in the history of the world? By believing in Jesus Christ right now, it makes no difference whether you're religious or irreligious. It makes no difference whether you are red, yellow, black, or white. We're all precious in God's sight. Doesn't matter what kind of sins you have committed or what you are involved in right now. And by the way, going to church won't save you either. For those of you who are in church, church cannot save you. I got saved out of church, being raised in church all of my life. Now, I'm sure I have some family members who hate my saying that, but that's the truth. I got saved in spite of church. I almost went to hell from the church pew. So singing in the choir, doing the little Easter programs, and giving money to the church, and quoting scripture in the church, and having a position in the church will not save your soul from hell, my dear friend. All of that religious stuff will not save you. Don't think that because you belong to Mount Nebo Baptist Church, you're going to heaven. There are many folks who were members of churches while living, and faithful members, who are dead and in hell right now because they did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. He's the only somebody who can save you. And the problem, the biggest problem Jesus Christ had with people on earth were from the church, religious folk. So later for all of that, this is a whole new thing. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. I want to urge you to simply just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, and that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart right now today to save your soul. This is an easy, simple transaction. There's nothing hard about it. The Bible, God's Word, made it very simple and very clear and very plain. How about these words from the Word of God, the Holy Bible, Romans 10:9-13? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him, Jesus Christ, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. Now, you would think I would not have to emphasize that, but I do have to emphasize that, because for almost 20 years of my life, I heard the word being saved all my life, from the time I was born. I was in church, like I told you, from the time I was born. But nobody ever told me saved from what? I thought being saved was you wear long dresses if you're female and you didn't drink or smoke or curse or chew or run with those who do. I mean, that's what I thought being saved was. Some religious works and things, you look funny, you don't watch football on Sunday because you're in church all day long and all of that. No one ever told me if I got saved, I would be getting saved from the eternal burning hell to everlasting life, saved to everlasting life in heaven. If someone had spoken to me like that when I was a child and showed me from the Bible as a child that I was going to hell, I believe I would have gotten saved, because see, Danny B, that's me. I don't like pain. How about you? Now notice this simple verse from the Word of God. And you will find that things are made plain and simple for you by God. They're not hard. They're easy. Just do it. For whosoever, the word whosoever means anybody at any time. Red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's all you need to do, my dear friend. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and call on his name. Do it right now. Do it right now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Listen to me. Let me remind you now. The Indian Delta variant is out there, and she's not playing. She killed a 5-year-old boy in Georgia. No preconditions, no problems with his health. Was a beautiful boy. Gave him a stroke and killed him, 5 years old. Now, if she did that disease, did that to that boy, what would it do to you and me? So don't play game. You can drop dead today. You can get this variant today and be gone tomorrow. And even worse, sick and in the hospital and leaving here. So right where you are, believe in your heart. Don't worry. No, you say, well, I would like to, preach. I'm waiting for the churches to open back up. Don't you wait for the churches to open back up. None of them should be open right now. Period. None of them. You should not be going to it. Listen to me very carefully. You should not be going to a church building right now. You're risking your life because this plague is against the church first and foremost. Because of our wicked, evil sin. We got another pastor today grooming and molesting a 12-year-old girl. So don't go to the church house. Stay at your house. Get saved right there where you are. And start praying and reading your Bible right there where you are. Find you a good Bible-believing preacher online and listen to him. It doesn't have to be me, but somebody. Now, right now, you need to get your soul saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Call on his name, and he'll save your soul right now. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Mean it from your heart, believing in your heart, and none other than Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have done wrong and evil in your sight. For I have broken your Ten Commandments. For I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed my parents. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins. Was buried and rose on the third day. By your might and power, Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of all of my sins. And help me to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book, free of charge, titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, if you believed in your heart in Jesus Christ that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or one of our other emails, and let us know so that we can rejoice with you and send you some free material that we want to send you to help you grow in the faith. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. At this time, we will resume the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, already in progress, if you will. Today, we're reading Zechariah chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for leading me to preach it, even at an earlier time. And I pray that you'll give me the strength to preach it again here shortly. By your grace and by the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, bless the reading of your holy word, and Lord, give us great understanding of it for your glory, praise, and honor, for the lifting up of Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing the word of God is Zechariah chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it, if you will. First and foremost, with the help of the power of the Holy Ghost and the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, like the preceding word of the Lord through Zechariah, this one is also divided into several sections by the repeated phrase, "This is what the Lord Almighty says." The Lord waited till now to answer the question raised by the Bethel delegates about the commemorative feasts, or rather the commemorative fasts. He said the fasts would become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals. Two additional fasts are included, which were not previously mentioned. One on the 10th day of the 10th month to remember the commencement of the siege of Jerusalem, and one on the 9th day of the 4th month to recall the capture of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar. The 9th day of the 4th month was the day the city wall was breached. These fasts were all self-imposed and had been observed for 70 years with sorrowful hearts and misdirected motives. These fasts were still observed by some Jews today. But at the Lord's second advent, these fasts will be turned into feasts, symbolizing millennial joy. Therefore, again, the people in Zechariah's day were encouraged by their future hope to love what God loves, in this case, truth and peace. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you. Lord, that is quite deep and rich. Give us understanding of it and help us to apply it in our lives where we can. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen.